In 1977, Norman Rockwell was approached by the Franklin Mint, you know, as we all are, to create a dozen designs for medallions depicting the ideals of the Girl Scouts of the United States of America on the occasion of the organization's 65th anniversary. On Saturday, September 22nd, Norman Rockwell Museum will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts with a special centennial celebration to be held at the museum from 1 to 4 p.m. Guests can discover Rockwell's ties to the Girl Scouts with gallery tours of a special exhibition of related works, and at 1 and 3, and at 2 o'clock, you can meet Girl Scouts founder Julia Gordon-Lowe as portrayed by actress Kate Carney. Other activities will include outdoor watercolor painting sessions throughout the day and a demonstration of basic horse grooming with a live horse on museum grounds, courtesy of the Berkshire Equestrian Center. Lots of cool stuff going on here. To tell us more about it, our Dana Carnegie, Communications Manager for the Girl Scouts of Central and Western Massachusetts. Dana, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Monica Miner is here as well, Vice President of Girl Development for Girl Scouts of Northeastern New York. Monica, thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
A pleasure. And Jeremy Kuo is Manager of Media Services at Norman Rockwell Museum. Jeremy, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having us here.
So let us begin with you, Jeremy. How did this event come to be?
Well, it's a natural thing for us at the museum. We're very supportive of Scouts. We have programs throughout the year for Scouts, which is appropriate because Rockwell, as you may know, was a big supporter of Scouting. His first real professional job as an illustrator was with the Boy Scouts when he was just a teenager. He began working for Boys Life magazine. He became the art editor, and that was right around the same time as the founder of the Girl Scouts. So it's an interesting time period, 1912, I believe. So he worked for over 60 years for the Scouts, and also did some work for the Girl Scouts. Certainly not as much as the Boy Scouts, but there were some really significant works that he did, including these medallions, the 70s that you mentioned there.
And it, which is why you're having the celebration, and that is the connection, one of the many connections. Now, Dana, what is fascinating is I assume the Girl Scouts have been celebrating the anniversary all year long.
We have indeed.
It's a big deal, yeah.
100 is a huge deal for the Girl Scouts, and we have had all kinds of celebrations. Our big event in the Central and Western Massachusetts area was in May at the UMass Amherst campus, Mullen Center, which was a big celebration for everybody to come out and enjoy. But it's really heartening to know that there are these organizations all around our communities that are also embracing and seeing the significance of the Girl Scouts turning 100 and hosting things such as the Norman Rockwell Museum. We're really grateful for that.
And Monica, I assume in New York the case is the same. You've been
Yes, we've had some really outstanding programs this year. We started off with a Year of the Girl run in April to celebrate healthy living and healthy lifestyles with girls. We ran through the city of Troy and had a big festival on the campus of Russell Sage College. So it was a really big deal. And then we are celebrating in big style on September 14th, our centennial, with a gala at the National Museum of Dance in Saratoga.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
You know, when you came in, Dana handed me three boxes of cookies, which is, by the way, recommended for any guest when they come in to bring in cookies.
But only Girl Scouts.
But Girl Scouts, that's right. You're going to get away with it.
Only they could get away with that.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, it's what many people think of the Girl, when they think of the Girl Scouts. That's your greatest outreach when it comes to name recognition for people.
It is.
But obviously, there's much more, and you try to fill in those blanks.
Exactly. I mean, it is really an American iconic treat. Everybody's familiar with it, and that is what everybody does seem to associate with Girl Scouts. But when you really look at what's really in that box of cookies, there's so much more. It's more of a program for girls. They're using this to have their own businesses. It is the world's best financial literacy program for girls anywhere.
Yes, it's the largest girl-led entrepreneurial program in the country, possibly the world. And what most people don't know about Girl Scout cookies is that when a girl is selling cookies, she's really selling the cookies to help support herself and her community, so that when she sells a box of cookies, she's selling an experience or an opportunity to gain additional experiences in Girl Scouting.
A very important part, although you will notice Norman Rockwell did not do a cookie medallion.
He did not.
A few have tried to eat them, but it might work out.
Important to note. So when you come together for events like this, and it's to celebrate, but it's also not recruiting exactly, but to let people know that you're out there.
Exactly. And I think that there's so few people that don't take notice and know that the Girl Scouts are out there. But I think that people do have a false familiarity with what the Girl Scouts really are. As you pointed out, cookies is a big one, crafts and camping. But it's really a leadership program where girls are inspired. And Girl Scouting gives access to girls to do big things, big life-changing things, and rub elbows with astronauts and rappel down waterfalls in Costa Rica and chase butterflies and give back to their communities is really one of the key opportunities.
I think it's funny that you said chase butterflies and go down waterfalls in Costa Rica in the same sentence.
I say it because we had a girl who sold 4,000 boxes of cookies and funded her own trip to Costa Rica to do just that with a wider opportunity program that the Girl Scouts offer.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
A little scary. Very, very cool. Like, did anyone really want to go on her with it? Like, oversee that trip?
I think so.
We send girls on trips all over the country, all over the world, and we always these are all female trips. All the girls, but usually they also have female guides leading them.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was curious about. Like, you talk the guide into, hey, I'm going down the waterfall. Okay, sure, I'll watch.
Yeah.
From the bridge.
And these opportunities are really designed, as Dana was saying, to help girls see the world, but also see themselves in the world and what their possibilities are when they're willing to take a few chances and step outside of their comfort zone.
There's a great new biography of Julia Gordon-Lowe out called Julia Gordon-Lowe, and it's
brilliant.
Yeah, it was quite the title. Creative. It was the same person that came up with The Book Show, and so Stacey Cordry was on the show talking about that book and the author, and it's fascinating because here's a woman who was born at the start of the Civil War, and deaf, and came over these obstacles to create this institution that has survived for 100 years. It's a fascinating story.
It really is a fascinating story. She really was an incredible pioneer who was championing girl leadership long before anybody else was even thinking about it. And her legacy is what she has left behind, and that we go on to continue that and giving girls that access.
Yeah, if you think about what she was doing 100 years ago, it was pretty radical stuff. She was saying that it's okay for girls to go out into nature and to learn to camp and to learn skills that will help them survive in the world and to be athletic and to get in touch with other aspects of their lives. And not to say that, you know, the domestic skills that were very traditional then weren't important, but she was saying there are other important things that girls need to know that might be beneficial to them. And I'm going to bring this organization to the public so that we can actually do this and help these girls learn some other things.
Because she had a privileged life, and then she was kind of cheated on by her husband, and then she found she met the leader of the Boy Scouts, and then that's when her life was changed. And it started out as the Girl Guides, right?
And they're still Girl Guides in other parts of the world. We in the U.S. are Girl Scouts, but in other parts of the world, they're Girl Guides.
As far as the event happening at the Norman Rockwell Museum, you are going to have Julia Gordon-Lowe portrayed?
Yeah, the real Julia Lowe couldn't make it, actually.
Yeah, has passed.
Yeah, we often do this where we have dramatic players who recreate figures, and I from what I've learned so far, I'm really interested to see this, to learn more about Julia Lowe. Yeah, it sounds like a really remarkable woman. And I have sort of a vested in interest, too, because I just recently married. My wife was a Girl Scout for a long period of time, from a kindergarten through senior year of high school. So, I'm interested in this festival that we're doing to learn more about what it is that's really captured girls, you know, because it is a real spirit and sort of movement, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We declared 2012 as the year of the girl. And part of that campaign is this mission, which we call To Get Her There. And it's together. It's the word together,
yeah.
There. But To Get Her There is really a national initiative to foster leadership development in girls and young women, to help them really realize their potential and to imagine themselves in places that women have traditionally not been or not been in significant numbers. Business, industry, science.
And when you see it, just what you mentioned, when you see the numbers of the scores for math and science, and you see how important it is to improve that.
Yeah.
And
we have
quite a goal.
We have significant research that suggests that girls who participate in Girl Scouting do significantly better in school. Girls who participate in Girl Scouting have significantly better self-esteem. Girls who participate in Girl Scouting see leadership as just another thing that girls do. And these are all really, really important skills and values that that Girl Scouts stand for.
Were you both Girl Scouts?
I was a Girl Scout.
I was also.
I was a Girl Scout in Brownies and Juniors, and then it wasn't cool to be a Girl Scout anymore, and out I went. And so I like to take every opportunity to highlight what older girls are doing so that the younger girls see, because I believe that the longer you stay in, the cooler it is, the more opportunities you have. And then as this study that Monica's referring to, it's an alum impact study. Anybody's who interested can go online. The Girl Scout Research Institute has really produced a great document that talks about how really beneficial Girl Scouting is to women's lives.
Yeah. It's interesting that you said that there's a point where it doesn't become cool. Because, I mean, I think a lot of kids go through that. I mean, uh-huh. I was a Cub Scout and then went to a Boy Scouts. And then when you reach, like, Weeblo.
That's how far I got.
Yeah, get further than that.
They should probably change that name, number
first,
one.
Yeah.
First and foremost, and then maybe more kids will stick around.
But. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, cool is such an elusive thing.
Yes.
And we still struggle with that to some degree. But what we're
nothing cooler than going down a waterfall in Costa Rica.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you don't even have to go that far to do cool things in Girl Scouting. We've got some phenomenal programs here in Northeastern New York. I'm sure that Western Mass has equally phenomenal programs, and you can do stuff in your own backyard that is pretty cool and that you learn in Girl Scouting.
On Saturday, September 22nd, Norman Rockwell Museum will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts with a special centennial celebration to be held at the museum in Stockbridge from 1 to 4 p.m. You can find out more information by going to nrm.org. nrm.org, and it's girlscouts.org.
Yes.
GirlScouts.org, and you can find out more information about those organizations as well, including what's going on in Central and Western Massachusetts and Northeastern New York. Dana Carnegie, Monica Miner, and Jeremy Kuo, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure. I hope you have a wonderful time on the 22nd, and I thank you so much for joining and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you,
Joe.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.